You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship, with previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. Day one is in the books of the 2016 World Darts Championship from Ali Pally, but we've got another fantastic day and night of action to come on Friday as world number one Michael van Gerwen enters the fray. Plenty of betting available on the console for Friday's action, but we'll begin with a recap of day one, and we start with Jamie Lewis versus Daryl Gurney. Daryl Gurney overcoming the Welshman in four sets here. He won this by 3-1. And we caught up with him after the game to see how he felt on his performance.
Daryl, congratulations through to the second round after beating Jamie Lewis. How was that out there in front of the Ali Pally crowd?
Well, it's been a year since I've been here, but it's kind of nerve-wracking. I played well in the first set. Give Jamie a chance to come back in the game in the second set, which you shouldn't do at this standard. But I give it to him and he took it. And I was a very relieved person whenever I won the third set on double 11.
I mean, you look like you were fairly comfortable throughout from the outside perspective. Do you sort of feel like your game is in a good position at the moment?
My game's in a good position. If I could stop maybe scolding myself, put myself under pressure. Jamie didn't really put me under pressure in that game. I put myself under more pressure than anything. And I need to stop what I've done in that game.
You average around 95 and hit five maximums. Do you think you can sort of have a deep run in this competition, that kind of form?
Not at that average. I need to improve. I've been thrown better than that. But we all know that the hardest game is always the first game. And the way I'm looking at it is hopefully I improve game by game.
The second game might be against Gary Anderson. How do you feel about that potential matchup?
Well, I played Gary quite a few times now. I think it's, we played four times, two each. So, no, I'll be looking forward to that game. Listen, if Gary Anderson beats me, it's no big deal, really. He's world champion. He's number two player in the world. He's one of the best there ever is. That was everybody's foot to hockey. So, no, I wouldn't surprise me if he turned up and played his A-plus game, because we know what he can do whenever he turns up and does that.
And then finally, what's your favourite thing about playing at the World Championships?
Well, you can't beat the World Championships, can you? You could play in every competition, local league, tournaments, but the World Championships means something special to everybody else. And plus me, I mean, if you want to go and play darts and you want to play at the highest degree that you can possibly play, you want to play in the stage of the World Championships.
Thanks, Daryl. Best of luck for us.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers. Thanks.
Possibly more to come then from Daryl Gurney, and seems to be relishing that challenge against Gary Anderson in the next round. We'll be hearing Gary Anderson's thoughts pretty shortly on that, but we'll move to the second game of the night on Thursday, and this was billed as one of the toughest assignments that any of the seeds had in the first round. Peter Wright coming up against Keegan Brown. Peter Wright seeded fourth of the tournament, but came through pretty much unscathed in that game against Keegan Brown. He won it by 3-0, and we can catch up with him now.
Peter, many had tipped that as the most exciting match from the first round. Were you surprised how comfortable that was for you?
Was you surprised how boring it was? No. It was, you know, it wasn't a great match. You know, unfortunately, Keegan didn't turn up, and to be honest, nor did I. You know, practice has been going fantastic. You know, as I've said, you know, I thought it'd be over ton averages, both of us, but, you know, it didn't happen, but I'm still in, can improve.
Well, yeah, despite that, how good does it feel to sort of overcome that tricky first hurdle?
You know, he's a tricky customer. He's going to be, you know, future world champion. He is a youth world champion, obviously, but he's going to be a future world champion easily. He's beating Phil Taylor on the floor, you know, Adrian Lewis on telly, Barney, and, you know, he's pushed Dave Chisnell, all the way in games. You know, he's not accustomed to, you know, be taken lightly.
You were backed as fourth favourite coming into the tournament. Do you think that's a fair reflection on your ability at the moment?
I reckon I should be the former men's second favourite, to be honest.
Why did you say that?
The form I feel like I'm in. That's why.
And then playing the World Championships, what's your favourite thing?
Just being a part of the crowd and part, you know, they're all there to dress up and have a great time, and I'm up there to dress up and have a great time too.
Thanks, Peter. Best of luck for the rest of the tournament.
A bullish Peter Wright then, talking about his first round performance against Keegan Brown. And on the back of that, he has subsequently been clipped in with us here at William Hill, now into 16-1 as the joint fourth favourite for the tournament after overcoming his round one game against Keegan Brown. We'll hear from the reigning world champion now, Gary Anderson. He came through against qualifier Andy Bolton last night without dropping a set, a 3-0 victory. But he was nervous heading into the tournament, and Dan Dawson caught up with him just to hear how he'd been feeling going into the 2016 renewal of the World Championships.
I was all right up till about 2 days ago. You know, and everyone started talking about it. You know, no, first, I'm going, please don't. I mean, I've known Per Larsen for, oh God, since the dinosaurs. You know, he's been on the go, and he's a steady, steady player. And Andy lives up in Scotland now, so he's going to be playing amongst a good bunch of players. You know, so it was going to be hard. But I watched their first games, and they were a bit twitchy. Not quite as twitchy as what I was today. But I started off great. You know, 2-11 darts. I went, we're on it here. Just keep it going. But we flaked away at the end, but the win's a win.
For a man who so often says, oh, it's just a game of darts, I don't care if I win or lose, you genuinely do feel a bit more pressure coming into this William Hill World Championship as the defending champion?
Just the first round, just this round, that was it. Just get past the first round. You know, if I get tanned the next round, you know, the boys play better than me. I've got past the first round. My biggest nightmare was turning up and trying to get past that first round. And honestly, it's been bad.
You'll be back after Christmas. Daryl Gurney, of course, you met at the recent Players' Championship finals. He got the better of you there. It's a great opportunity just to remind him who's the top dog.
Oh, he did. I mean, I don't know what happened. Even George, I think it was George Noble, was shouting the game. He goes, why are your darts going like that? I mean, my darts were kicking in right to left. My darts never do that. So I don't know. I never felt a breeze. And I said that. I said, I've got no excuse. I didn't feel the breeze. Was it me? You know, I came off the stage, went straight on the practice board, and they were going fine. So, might have been that. But, no, Daryl's done well. I think I was reminded by the German lot next door that it's 2-0 to Daryl. So, you know, will it be 3-0? Could be, but he's going to have one hell of a fight on his hands.
Do you feel you're playing as well as you were last year coming into this William Hill World Championship?
No, no. I've been on the road. I mean, the last... Since Minehead, I've had one day at home, so I've honoured all my things that I've done that was booked for August. You know, the World Series came up, had to cancel them in, and we promised everyone that we'd get it done, we would turn up, and I did, and it's absolutely done me. You know, these bags, I cannot get rid of these bags and the eyes. It's been good. You know, I've been playing darts, but exhibitions, you try having a laugh. You know, it's not serious. You know, but I was thinking that before I played tonight, was it a good idea, you know, these exhibitions, and not just practicing as I would do, you know, but it's paid off. You know, I'm, for an old man, I'm loosened up all right.
And what would it mean to you to defend this title? I mean, not many people win these back-to-back.
Oh no, I would love to, trust me, I would love to. I mean, there's not many people that's won it back-to-back, you know, Phil Taylor, Eddie Lewis.
Honest words then from the reigning world champ Gary Anderson ahead of his second round match against Daryl Gurney, but he's safely through into the next round, so we can turn our attention now towards Friday's action. We start at 1:10 on Friday. Kyung Sun takes on Mick McGowan for the right to play Mark Webster a little bit later on. Kyung Sun is 11-4 and it's 2-7 about Mick McGowan. Then we see John Henderson step onto the hockey against Darren Webster. It's 4-5 for Big John, and Darren Webster is even money. Could be a tight affair, that one. And later on, it's Justin Pipe versus Christian Kist. 4-6 about Pipe. Christian Kist is at 6-5. Then Mark Webster will play the winner of that prelim. Then into the evening's action, we start with Thailand's first entrance in the World Championship of Darts. It's Thanawat Gawinatawong, who takes on Rene Idams. Thanawat is 11-8 for this one, and Rene Adams is 4-7. Then we see Brendan Dolan versus Kyle Anderson, 13-10 about Dolan, and it's 8-13 for Kyle Anderson. Then Kim Hybrex takes on David Pallett, 2-7 for Hybrex. Pallett is 11-4. Then we see MVG enter the fray. He'll play the winner of that earlier prelim match. We caught up with Rod Harrington, though, to get his best bets for this evening's action.
Day two here at the William Hill World Darts Championship. Kim Hybrex against David Pallett. Kim Hybrex is odds on, but if you back David Pallett to win a set, that's better odds. Another bet I like here on day two is the same as the Hybrex, but Kyle Anderson to beat Brendan Dolan. But Dolan to get a set. Look at that for odds. And what about the double?
Rod's thoughts then ahead of tonight's action. Kim Hybrex to win the match and both players to get a set is an even money chance. And Kyle Anderson to win the match and both players to get a set against Brendan Dolan is 5-4. The double there on those two outcomes is 7-2. That's Rod Harrington's best bets for this evening. And remember to tune in to William Hill's In-Play Radio. We've got an early start today. We'll be live from midday taking in all of the action on day two of the World Championship. The guys in the studio will be bringing you their thoughts. They've been poring over the stats and the form ahead of this one. They'll have all the best in-play betting angles as well. Thank you for joining me on this edition of the William Hill Darts Podcast. And best of luck with all your bets this evening.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.